Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back for day three of Parenting Myths. And today is all about
control.
Control. Control is another major issue that a lot of parents come in talking about and complaining about and wanting to figure out how to better manage.
As we were talking...
Not to better manage. They want more.
To manage better.
Right. They want more control.
Watch those split
you
infinitive.
Have to... You know? You have to figure out
watch
how to...
Watch those infinitives.
Oh, to infinity and beyond.
What by control, what are we talking about now?
What we're talking about with control is the parent's intent, the parent's drive to control and micromanage so many aspects of their kids' lives. They attempt to control how they're doing in school, what all the activities that they're doing, what activities they choose to do, what the activities they choose not to do, everything.
You remember a couple days ago when we were talking about the age span?
Right.
Are we talking about a particular age group?
Right.
Are we talking across the age span? Mm-hmm. Parents of young children can exercise almost total control.
Right.
If you have a neonate, if an infant,
you have to.
You have total control of everything: the schedule, the food, the everything. As children get older, you have less and less control.
Right.
And in the past, we frequently talked about attachment parenting, mm-hmm. which occurs when children are young. But it should gradually transition to detachment parenting
right.
as the kids get older. And control is one of those issues that you need to keep in mind, that the older your child becomes, the less control you're going to exercise.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to have very little to control by the time they're 17 or 18 years old.
Right.
Okay.
We call that a negative correlation.
That's right.
Right? As the child gets older, the amount of control that you have decreases.
Right.
And what parents, the sort of the flaw that parents exercise mm-hmm. is instead of allowing the amount of control that they exercise mm-hmm. to decrease, they try to hold out and want to exert more control.
That's right. And we see over and over again students, children who are 18, 19, 20, where parents are still trying to control their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's either very difficult or impossible to
right.
do. You just can't exercise the kind of control that you hope to exercise when a child's 19, 20, 21 years old.
Right.
Even if you have leverage, what do I mean by leverage? The child is living in your house.
Right.
And you say, well, if you're going to live in my house, you have to live by the rules.
Right.
And the rule is you have to be in by 11 o'clock.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, simply is you cannot exercise that kind of control unless you ask them to leave.
Right.
You know, that's
unless you're willing to ask them to leave.
Throw them out. Right.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and most parents aren't willing right. to do that. And so you have to talk about, and kind of going back with what we talked about on the previous podcast with respect,
mm-hmm.
when you have respect, then you can have
right.
different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But what we try to exercise control usually through punishment.
That's right.
Usually through
intimidation,
right,
threats.
You know? Right. Mm-hmm. And then we see any conflicts or any issues
right.
with that as a sign of disrespect. And so all of these pieces kind of fit together. But we see this really inverse representation of control so many times because, you know, 8-year-olds, for example,
right.
may often have sleepovers mm-hmm. with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're... I've seen situations where many 16 and 17-year-olds say, hey, I'm going to go stay at so-and-so's house tonight. And the parents say, no, you're not.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. If he was 8 or 9 years old, you would have let them have sleepover.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now that he's 16 or 17-year-old, he can't have a sleepover?
Right.
Because you're trying to exert more control because what the parent's argument is, well, I don't know that he's going to be over there, and
right.
he has a car, and so who knows where he's going to go, and I need to make sure he's in on time and
mm-hmm.
all of this stuff. And we're trying to exert more control at a time when we should have far less control.
That's right. That's right. We can't control these things after a certain age. As much as we want to, you simply can't.
Right.
Because there are too many ways that children will exercise, will do those things.
Right.
And you either don't know about it or you can't do anything about it if you do find out.
Yeah, on the first day of this series that we've been doing, we talked about punishment. And we talked about naturally occurring consequences. Well, this next example is going to be sharp for a lot of people.
Sharp?
Yeah. You can't...
You mean hit home?
Yes. Okay. You can't control whether or not your kid does homework.
That's right.
You can arrange an environment that is homework conducive.
Right.
You can arrange an environment that has perhaps consequences for not doing your homework. Mm-hmm. But you are not going to make your child, you're not going to be able to make your child do homework.
Right.
And so you can either choose to battle over that attempt at control. You can find ways to punish. You can see it as a sign of disrespect. You can see it as all of these different things. Or you can figure out how you're going to better manage those scenarios.
That's right.
And say, I don't have control over this. Mm-hmm. So here's how we're going to handle it.
Because as your children get older, you know now that you're going to have less and less control. Mm-hmm. The only way you're going to get that control is to enter a power struggle.
Right.
Of who is in charge, okay?
Right.
And we would advise you to avoid power struggles.
Right.
Because that's usually a lose-lose.
Right. Because you may win that battle when the kid is 6 or 7, maybe 8 years old. But as they start reaching adolescence, especially once they start reaching puberty, mm-hmm. that battle is going to be much more exaggerated. It's going to be a knockdown dragout mm-hmm. over, 3 math problems.
Right.
And do you want that? Do you want that to be a definition of your relationship with your kid?
That's right. And as kids get older, they get to 15, 16, 17, 18, and you get into the problems of drugs and alcohol and all that, and you say, well, I don't allow you to drink.
Right.
That doesn't mean your child's not going to drink. Mm-hmm. It's just that you've expressed your wish, but they may drink. And you say, okay, you're not allowed to drink. I won't, unless I'm somewhere where I can.
Right.
And there really is nothing you can do about that.
Right.
And to get into a power struggle over that is nonsensical.
Right.
It's irrational because you can't exercise that control anymore because your child at age 16 or 17 can walk out of the house and go someplace else.
Absolutely.
That you're where you are not present.
Absolutely. And the real thing that I think parents don't... The main thing that parents don't really think about, especially as it relates to homework, is if you have a 16-year-old and you're having to micromanage and control all that for them to do their homework, and then you hold the expectation that they're going to go to college, mm-hmm. what's going to happen when they go to college?
That's right.
You're not going to be there to force them to do their homework. Right. There's not going to be anyone there to force them to do their homework. Mm-hmm. So instead of getting into this battle over control...
Right.
Again, we need to go back to teaching. We need to make sure that they have skills. You talked about Ross Green a couple earlier on a previous episode. We have to figure out what skills they lack. Because if there's a problem that's making it to where they're not getting their homework done because mm-hmm. they don't have good study skills, they don't have good time management skills, they don't like the course, mm-hmm. whatever the problem is that's leading to them not doing the homework, that's the problem to fix. It's not a problem over you need to find a new form of punishment or you need to find a better way to control this situation mm-hmm. because that's not going to get you anywhere. If that's anything, right. it's a Band-Aid over an infection.
That's right. And as kids get older and you get into issues like drugs or alcohol or gender orientation, I mean, imagine if you ran into a problem of gender orientation or an 18-year-old girl wants to date a 24-year-old man. You may not agree with that, but there's probably little you're going to do about it.
Right.
Without raising the stakes so high that you jeopardize your relationship.
Right.
And you don't want to lose your children over issues like that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because then you end up pushing them away, making that other thing that maybe isn't as attractive to you, isn't what you desire for them.
Right.
You're going to push them and make that alternative mm-hmm. seem much more appealing, much more of an option than it may otherwise be.
Yeah, parents of older teenagers, kids who are 16, 17, 18, and older, mm-hmm. Are sometimes confronted with some very, very difficult dilemmas.
Right.
And oftentimes they are issues that the parents simply can't accept. It's not part of their values. They simply can't accept what the child has become.
Right.
Okay. You're probably not going to change the child at 18 or 19 or 20 or 21. So you're going to have to search for some other solution.
Right.
And it may be then that you want to seek some professional help to wind your way through this very difficult dilemma.
Right.
We're not asking you to give in, but we're also not asking the child to give in, because at 19 or 20 or 21, that's probably not going to happen.
Right, right.
So it's not an easy problem,
right,
especially with kids who are older.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, all right, so don't get into the control battle.
We have to write a book about this stuff.
We should. That would be a good idea.
You know, a little... Okay.
Do you have an idea?
I do.
I like ideas.
I have to write it down.
All right.
We used to do that in the old days.
Is that...
When
back with the quill pens?
Pens didn't work. Pencils didn't work all the time.
Pencils didn't work in the past?
Old days.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, well, is that all? That's all we have for control. So, until next time, we have two more parenting myths, so you got to come back and check out these next two.
We saved the best for last.
I think so.
Yeah,
we saved
the best for last.
So, all right, we'll be back to talk about more parenting myths next time. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.